Hello, welcome to Warrior Girl Podcast, Episode 8. I'm your host, Kenitha Pearson, the CEO and founder of Warrior Woman on a Mission. So today I'm going to be talking about safety tips during the holiday season on human trafficking. As you all know, the holidays is right around the corner. We have Halloween this week, Ian, that's coming up. And then we have Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. So the holidays are going to be coming up very soon. So people, just be aware of that around here. And as I stated, I'm going to give you a few facts. I'm not going to be on here too long. I know you haven't heard from me in a while. A lot's been going on with the organization and just in my own personal life as well. So, but we'll jump right into these holiday tips on traveling. So I'm going to give you a few travel tips. If you are traveling alone or you're traveling in a group, whatever, whoever you're traveling with, you always want to watch, make sure you stick together and watch each other. So if you're in a group, not only do you stick together in the group, but don't go too much by yourself all the time. If you are traveling by yourself, please be in the public more where everybody can see everybody and everything. The problem is a lot of times when you're by yourself, when people kind of go off somewhere by themselves really bad, they like maybe late at night or something, that's not good. Make sure you're in a group, or make sure you're in public, or make sure if you're going to go someplace at night, have some pepper spray on you and have stuff with you. You know, I'm just going to be honest, but have stuff. Don't be out there alone. Make sure you know, even if you feel unsafe, is one tip I can say you can do. If you feel unsafe, you can actually get on your Facebook and say, hey, someone's following me. If my phone drops or you see something happen, you call the hotline, call the police, or call what, you know, check things out, call. And just kind of put it out there, you know, because if stuff is going and recording and everybody's seeing it, it's live on Facebook, I think they're going to probably get away as much as possible. But I just wanted to say that part. Also, another tip for people who are traveling as well. Don't tell any stranger where you're staying or your hotel room number. That is the biggest mistake you can make, for especially if you're traveling abroad and you're saying, oh, I'm staying in room 28. Okay. You're telling them which room they can come in. And sometimes in other countries, some places are not always safe as it is over here in the United States. Or, you know, if it is in the United States, they can at least know where you're at and they can figure out what they can do. You know, you don't want to give no leeway, you know. And like I said, don't at night, even if you're out at night by yourself in another state, another country, do not take shortcuts. Please don't be going down no alley or no side street. Stay on the main road, stay in public, because you just don't know what can happen. People are crazy. And they will just be doing, you know, they just want to get people. Anyway, so tips for your children. Teach your kids, as always, how to call 911 and tell them how and when to call 911. Do not sit there and just say they can know what they're doing. You know, learn the difference between being okay and not being okay. If somebody tries to kidnap them, you know, use force any way possible to get away from that person. If they throw, grab me, teach your child, if they're, you know, do role play. My mother used to do role play. If somebody tried to grab you, don't just let them grab you, you know, kick, fight, scream, bite, you know what I'm saying? So teach your kids that. And you want to teach your child that so they can remain safe at all times. And when you're out walking, all the time, just always look around when you're in other places that you're not familiar with. It's not like, you know, at home, you kind of know where everything's at. You know, if you walk to the corner, you know who's going to be down there, who's not, or whatever's going on. You kind of know your area and familiar with it. In those states and other countries, you're not familiar with it. You know, if you're scared or you feel like someone's following you, you know, go to the police as quick as possible, you know, or, you know, get back to safety as much as possible and definitely report it. So I really, you know, one thing with the holiday, and I love the holidays, I always say, But during this time, traffickers love to target people. Even though we're in COVID-19, people are still starting to travel. Things are starting to open up even more. In the holidays, people are going to start doing much more stuff outside. The good thing about it is that by more people being outside with this COVID, everybody's more in public and can see stuff. So it can be a tad bit harder for traffickers. However, still being on lookout, they have ways. So traffickers target during travel is female. Females that are alone, a female that is alone, you know, a woman that is alone by herself, or a group of girls. It can be a group they'd be looking for. A child, you know, a group of children. And they target those are their main targets. And the next target they do is coming from poverty, a person who's poor, looking for work or something. Growing up in an abusive home, and they look like they're runaways. They look like they target that particular group, or the person with little or no education, who don't know nothing, or just coming from a marginalized population, you know, just coming from an area that they're not really familiar, they're familiar with, but they really are just kind of stuck, you know, and they really don't know what's going on the outside of that. Another thing to watch is when you, to be aware of, if you see someone possibly being trafficked, please do not run up to the person and try to grab them and run out of the run. Traffickers are not far. They watch their victims. You have to be smooth and easy about it, because this thing could be very dangerous. I'm not kidding. You know, there are people who do work like that, and that's what they're called. Do we bring the awareness of it? What you can do is definitely call the National Human Trafficking Hotline. And I will say that at the end of this episode around here. But I just want to get to the point is that you will be really in a lot of trouble if you try to take their property. I was actually not long ago looking at a movie. It's on Tubi. It's called Stolen from the Suburbs. And those traffickers, when the mom tried to get her daughter, were about to kill her and was like determined for her not to get her child back. And it was crazy. You know, she was like, wait a minute, this is my daughter. You know, get my daughter back. You know, and it just got completely nuts. And, you know, we don't want nobody to get killed unless you've got the police with you. Now, if you got the police with you, probably you can play that off. I don't, you know, and they'll tell you to sit down, you know. So, that is what I wanted to talk about tonight on here. And then, so here's some tips. So if you see human trafficking going on, be aware of how traffickers recruit people. Like I just told you how they, the target market. Traffickers, this is how you spot a trafficker. Traffickers make false promises of a better life. They, a lot of times, done put these victims in. They say, oh, you're going to have a better life where we're at. You're going to be a model. You're going to be this and then the third. Beware befriending a person who showers you with gifts and affection. And this is just on the general of it. You know, do not make decisions under the influence. Listen to your godly voice, to your spiritual voice. In your head. If you feel funny, do not do nothing. Do internet searches and background checks as much as possible. And most times when you're traveling, how you can expect victims of human trafficking. Like the list I just went over was actually how to spot traffickers, but how to spot victims of human trafficking. They're usually frightened, ashamed, or nervous, avoiding eye contact. They're under control of a companion, unable to move freely, unassured of their destination. So they're kind of like scared of where they're going to, they don't know where they're going. They really don't. And people just automatically think that they know what they're doing, and they really don't. You know, they say, oh, that's a prostitute. She's going to prostitute. Sometimes she doesn't even know the location she's prostituting in. You know, there was an incident where they got a girl from another state. There's incidents that happen where you get girls from other states. And then if you don't know, we from Michigan. If we go to the state of Iowa, we don't know what Iowa's laws is. We don't know what they have. We don't know what's going on. We don't know from A to Z up in there. while we do know, okay, if I'm in Michigan, what's the name of the city? Is this Sterling Heights or whatever? We kind of know the area. They do not. A lot of times when they come here, it's the same scenario. They do not know the area. And they know how to get victims through and stuff. So traffickers are real sneaky. They still be around at malls. You know, be aware of that because, like I said, stores are opening up. They're not, you know, people are starting to be out there more. Another thing to notice on a victim of human trafficking, they'll have visible scars, wounds, or bruises. Few or no personal belongings. So that's something to keep in mind. I want people to know. And I just want you to know, during the holiday season, there is still going on. We could be having a good time, but a lot of these victims of human trafficking are being prostituted or forced labor or actually doing a lot of more hard work during the holidays. Because let's face it, the holidays, people party to do stuff. And, you know, it is what it is. But we have to be alert and aware. And this is why Ward One on Mission brings the awareness of human trafficking as much as possible. Because the more people we know that, the more people are aware, the better we're going to be able to make sure that person does not get trafficked. So I just wanted to come on tonight and talk about that. I am going to say, here's to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. It's 1-888-373-7888. And so that's what you can call if you suspect human trafficking or see something. Definitely call that line. They're definitely going to report it. And so another thing too, call the police. Say, look, I called. I've seen something strange. I don't feel comfortable with it. I think you need to check into it. It's okay, you know. And if they don't, you know, the National Hotline is definitely going to be the biggest part that you're going to get a little bit of response with. But I just wanted to come on today and literally talk about this before the holiday season gets started. You know, this has been a year, you know, with this podcast because of COVID-19. But definitely in 2021, we're going to be back, coming back into the studio. We're going to see what 2021 does. And actually, we're going to continue to bring the awareness on this podcast, Warrior Girl Podcast, because it is very serious, you know, that this is going on. And because it's real. And I don't have to say it as much. I'll say it till I turn blue in the face. And it's a lot going on. So I am just excited about the fact that, you know, we next year will be in business for 4 years. So that's something good to look forward to in 2021. Also, remember, a week later, we will be voting. So please, people, please still vote. Get out there and vote. Whoever you vote for, but just vote, please. Please vote. I don't know how many more times do I have to say it, but get out there and vote. Lives depend on voting, and that's your right and your way of speaking out of who you want up there, whether they get up there or not. Please vote. And that's what I have to say to you all. Another thing I'm going to say is, when you're in this holiday season and you're having a good time and you're having fun, you're enjoying yourself, say a prayer every night for a victim in human trafficking or a person. For a person who is probably about to be in it, that they get out. That is the prayer we should say every night. Of course, during the holiday season, as you all know, my nonprofit organization, you can definitely give to. You can Cash App us at Warrior Woman on a Mission. So we're on Cash App and all platforms. And when you donate now, which is new, has happened, even for ones who already donated earlier this year, you get a Christmas present from us. We have mugs, we have coasters, travel mugs, bags. You know, you're going to get one of those gifts this holiday season. So thank you for my sponsors for helping us this year during this time of COVID. We still got a couple more events to do this year. But I just want to come on and say that thank you for supporting this podcast throughout this year, even in the midst of a lot of stuff going on. You know, we still have listeners. So I'm just really thankful for that this year and this holiday season coming into, you know, definitely. So definitely donate to us. We do have more than just this as the podcast. But we will have more podcast episodes coming up definitely in the new year, we're going to definitely push into doing that much more. And we got more stuff coming up next year. So be on the lookout for updates and events. As of now, we're doing a lot of Zoom and Google Hangout meetings when it comes to our seminars and our speaking engagements, you know. So be on the lookout as well. And just, you know, see what we have to offer, because, you know, we are moving with this. And just keep us in prayer with it. So definitely please, supporters. And I'll talk to you all soon. See you later. Bye-bye.